Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, you are going to learn about these weight loss shots from the fabulous Dr. Danielle Bilardo.
Well, hello, Dr. K. So happy to be back to chat with you about our favorite topic.
This is one of our favorite topics, yes. And I feel like we blew it up many months prior to the rest of the world knowing about it, right?
Way ahead of the curve.
We were definitely the pioneers. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers!
We were talking about it so long ago. And Dr. Bilardo is responsible for my weight loss. And
phenomenal.
She and I have chatted on the podcast so often about weight loss shots. So you're a cardiologist.
I'm a cardiologist. I focus a lot on nutrition, prevention, and I'm here in LA. And the thing is that these weight loss medications get a bad rap because people think they're all about aesthetics, but we have a lot to talk about all the research that's come out about all the other multitude of health benefits.
Exactly. So whether you're interested in Ozempic, you've all heard of Wegovy. That's the one I took. It really worked great. Mounjaro, which
and
is
now,
working awesome, even
Zepbound.
Better. And then the newest one is?
Zepbound.
Zepbound. How do you spell that?
It's a Z as in zebra. E-P. B-O-U-N-D.
Who names these crazy
things? Oh, you gotta wonder.
You gotta wonder. Ozempic is easy, right?
Yeah.
Zepbound,
yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
So, amazing. So, tell us what's new about Zepbound and why, you know, the weight loss shots in general are so good for cardiovascular health.
Okay. I'm so excited to talk about that, but I have to interrupt you first. I have to state this for all of Dr. K's followers. They just have to know. Coming from a doctor, I'm a cardiologist, but I'm obsessed with skincare. I have struggled with hyperpigmentation for the longest time, and I have not told you enough how much of a difference it's made, but Dr. K's products have been like the first thing to fix my hyperpigmentation, and I know this has nothing to do with weight loss, but I just want everyone to know, from a doctor's standpoint, I spent all my time on skincare Reddit getting the secondhand.
Really?
Oh, and okay. I'm constantly on there being like, if you have hyperpigmentation, you have to dry your line. And when I saw these, I just got...
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
Just so everyone knows, it has nothing to do with weight loss. But
yeah, it's such a good skincare line. I've been using and creating those products for 20 years.
I have also rosacea. And so it's like so many things for hyperpigmentation. We're totally going off topic. But so many things for hyperpigmentation, like irritate rosacea, like flare it up.
Yes.
Your line has never made me red.
It's because it's green tea rich.
It's amazing.
Green tea is so calming.
It's amazing. If you have sensitive skin and you're looking for something to help with hyperpigmentation, so many of the stuff out there is like can flare your skin, but yours just got rid of so much of my
melasma.
So glad.
Well, if you guys zoom in, you can see how beautiful she is up close and personal.
Thank you.
But I definitely get patients who all want to be on these weight loss shots. And then I'm also distraught that people are getting compounded shots injected and mini mall.
Yes. And here's why we have to talk about why you don't need to do that. For example, so the biggest news is that Zepbound came out. And so what is Zepbound? So Zepbound is Mounjaro. It's the exact same medication. They literally took Mounjaro, the exact same med as Zepbound. They got it FDA approved for weight loss instead of type 2 diabetes.
Oh, so new indication, same
new indication,
drug.
So new name. But they actually kept the packaging really similar, and even the injectors are similar.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between Mounjaro... So Mounjaro and Zepbound are in one category. They're actually called tirzepatide. That's the molecule. The other category is Ozempic and Wegovy. That's called semaglutide. Ozempic and Wegovy are fine, but they're a little bit of old news because they're just a GLP-1 agonist. They lead to about 16% of weight loss in 68 weeks. Mounjaro and Zepbound lead to 22% weight loss in 68 weeks and less side effects because it's a GIP agonist.
Wow.
And so the reason why I tell everyone, just first of all, compounded medications, not only can they have negative side effects, a lot of times I see patients who come see me who've been on them for 6 months
and
lost nothing.
Progress. Yeah, I see that too.
Zero weight. And so the reason why you don't need to worry about compounded anymore is because, and why no one should be doing compounded anyway, is because Zepbound is in stock. It's here. And it's approved for weight management. And insurance companies, I would say in the last 2 weeks, we've had insurance and companies approve every single one I've sent.
That's awesome.
And so it's phenomenal.
So you can get a product that is made in a real pharmacy.
FDA approved.
It follows compounding guidelines. You know what the ingredients are. When you're getting it injected in a clinic, you really don't know what's in the bottle. Where'd they get the bottle? Who made up the bottle? Is it fake? Is it good?
And you literally, I cannot tell you how many patients I've seen using the compounded that they are spending, first of all, it's not even cheap. The compounded ones are $400, whatever, a month.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap. And they're doing it for months and months and not seeing progress or having bad side effects. Whereas you can get the FDA-approved real one that can lead to the most weight loss, Mounjaro and Zepbound.
Yeah, 20%.
22%
of your body weight can go in 1 year, 68
In 68 weeks. Which is so amazing because if you think about it, and you can do it, and you can get it covered by insurance.
That's awesome.
So the thing with Mounjaro that was difficult, as you know, is because it was FDA approved for type 2 diabetes, so we were using it off-label for weight loss.
Yeah.
Now, with Zepbound,
you don't have to go off-label. You can prescribe it for
And there's
weight
no
loss.
Shortage, because there was a huge Wegovy shortage, which was a big issue.
Yeah.
Zepbound's in stock. My patients are getting it, and it's great. And so the reason why, as a cardiologist, I do so much weight loss is because we had this huge trial that came out in November. Massive trial came out called the SELECT trial. And Dr. K's husband's a cardiologist, and he knows how huge this data was. It was pretty much the most biggest groundbreaking trial at AHA this year.
That was 17,000 patients.
70,000. And they showed that there was a massive reduction in major adverse cardiovascular events. So what's that? Heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
Stroke,
mm-hmm.
20%. And the craziest part, all-cause mortality.
Yeah.
So they saw a reduction. So 16% reduction in death of any cause. So what they did was they took people. So we've known for a long time that if you have diabetes, that these medications do that. They improve your risk for heart attack, stroke, etc. But the SELECT trial was a study on these meds in people without diabetes.
Yeah.
And so they looked at individuals. They randomized them to the medication versus not being on the medication for a year, and they were on Ozempic, Wegovy, this class of medications, and they had a reduction in death from any cause in a year.
That's
16%.
Incredible. And that just goes to show that, yeah, cardiologists are prescribing this, my husband too.
All the time.
Because, you know, when you're overweight, you put so much strain on your heart and all your organ systems, and you're on four different drugs, one to control, you know, blood pressure control, blood sugar control, maybe two hypertensive pills. Lipid pills. And so do you need that polypharmacy, or do you need something that will help you shed the weight fast and get you, like, patients literally lose 50 pounds.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I have a patient right now that was been on Mounjaro. He just hit, I don't know, maybe a year-ish on GLP-1s. He is now, his starting weight was 360. He just hit 250.
That's brilliant.
It's amazing.
And people worry about, like, okay, I'm going to get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, all the side effects, you know, the negative stories that are out there are related to people over-prescribing, not knowing how to prescribe,
right.
Not following guidelines, not doing things stepwise and slow.
Totally.
And not getting the laboratories. And, like, yeah, you can get very sick if you do things like a jackass.
Absolutely.
Right?
So I have had zero patients that have had to discontinue the medications from adverse events, because you just, if you monitor it safely, you use the FDA approved version, not a compounded version, you can really do this safely and effectively. And we need to destigmatize these medications, because so many people, even Oprah came out saying she's using a GLP-1.
Oh my God, finally. We knew that, Oprah, by the way, we knew.
And you know, it's like, we're all so happy.
And
good
I'm
for
so
you.
Glad, because, like, weight is such a, it's so heavy on your consciousness all the time. And like you told me when I took the Wegovy, and I took it like a year ago and lost 20 pounds and it was great, but it removed the food noise.
Food noise.
Constantly, like, what am I going to eat? And I'm so hungry. I'm going to stand in the pantry. I'm going to nibble on this, that, and that. I'm not even actually physically hungry. So now I've really learned to respect my hunger signals.
Totally.
I eat when I'm, like, stomach growling hungry, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely. And I also think that we're gonna find that the way that the longer people are on this medication, you know, the way it does change, because I have a lot of patients who go on it for a certain period of time, they go off it and they're able to maintain just
fine. I've maintained for a full year now.
It's amazing. You look phenomenal. That's amazing.
And I feel good.
And I think that, you know, even for patients who say, I always actually use that example, I always say, you know, I have patients who use it for short-term weight loss and they do great. And then I have other patients, I say, you know, with the data we have, the safety data we have now, the amazing multitude of benefits for your heart, stroke prevention, all-cause mortality, really the only reason to go off of it is if you really feel like, okay, I don't need it right now, because health-wise, you can stay on it safely. It's meant to be on long-term. You don't have to be on it long-term, but it's safe and it's effective. And I think that people just need to do it the right way.
Exactly. Well, you're my girl, and you guys got to check out Dr. Danielle Bilardo. And she's on the gram, and it's so awesome that she's now here in LA.
I'm here in LA.
She does virtual visits.
Yes,
you can see her virtually. Is it only for California patients?
No, so California I see virtually, and then we just got licensed in Pennsylvania, and then soon, so we're Pennsylvania and California now, virtual visits, and then next month, the next 2 months should be New York and Minnesota.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, and she's going to come see patients at my office.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
We have to do that.
Once a week, I can fill up your day.
My gosh, and then I'm just going to come do all my, hyperpigmentation also treatments while I'm here.
Well, I love it. She's such a great, she's brilliant. She lectures all around the world.
You're so
and
funny.
Like this weight loss topic is real medicine, and you guys need to take it real seriously, and nothing better for you than getting down to your ideal body weight.
It's
as much as we have body positivity and culture today, still the human body functions best in its ideal ranges.
Yes, agreed.
And we live a long life.
And we need to destigmatize these medications. You know, Oprah came out, said she's on it. And the truth is look at Oprah. She has access to all of the different things
in the
world.
All the trainers,
all the trainers. And so
all the diets.
Exactly. So for anyone out there that's thought, okay, I've been struggling with this forever. I have felt forever like it's me. It's not you. It's these hormones that regulate hunger. And actually, more and more data is showing us that that is genetically mediated.
It's so true. And interestingly, psychologically, things change when you're on these meds, like addiction behaviors, compulsions to drink, like the
even less shopping.
Really. Well, that's the wrong season for that, but. But I mean, I think it changes behaviorally. They're going to find that there's
absolutely
some kind of neurologic pathway wired to that, like, dopamine hit that you get from.
And I think we're also finding out all
like
the
food.
Pleiotropic benefits. So even I have patients, I was just discussing this with a cardiologist who does cardio rheum at Harvard, which is cardiology combined with rheumatology. And we were talking about how now the investigation needs to go forward looking at autoimmune disease. I have so many patients who have seen their rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, all these autoimmune diseases go into remission because even patients who just have general inflammation feel less inflamed when they're on the meds.
Yeah, for sure. So all the bad rap that you're hearing about Ozempic and the weight loss products out there, it should be countered by real science and real doctors.
Science.
And
real
I think
science.
You should get your information from us.
Yes. Cheers
to that. Well, that's it for now, guys. Hope you got some good answers and fun. Send a DM to Dr. Bilardo or to me and check us out.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Stay beautiful and happy for the holidays. Mwah.